As you may be aware, the big climate change conference known as COP27 continues in Egypt. Barbados has been among those making a pitch for the developed world to do more to assist countries like ours who consider themselves to be on the front line of climate change. We therefore ask Avinash Prasad, an advisor to Prime Minister Motley, how the conference has been going from our perspective.
So we're near the end of the first week of the COP27. COP, of course, stands for the Conference of Parties, and that means all of the 192 countries that have signed up to this. And, of course, it's focused on climate change. It's been a great week for the Barbados Initiative, or what's been called the Bridgetown Initiative. President Macron, in his national speech, emphasized that he supported Bridgetown and was going to set up a wise persons committee to look to see how we could turn our ideas into a blueprint of next steps. Alok Sharma, the former UK COP president for the Glasgow COP, the previous COP, came out and supported the Bridgetown Initiative as well. The UK government made an announcement that they were going to start issuing Barbados-style natural disaster clauses in one of their agencies' debt arrangements. So a lot of great momentum behind the Bridgetown Initiative. But COP is a place where people get to speak to each other, to listen to each other, where we can set some ambitions. And that's very much taken place. It's a place where there has been this year a recognition of the essential Barbados story, which is that if you want developing countries to really accelerate their climate mitigation efforts, their move to a low carbon future, it can only be done if you provide the financing. But COP is not really a place in which a lot of negotiations can happen. There are just too many people here. So once you've set ambition and you've set some expectations, then we have to do the work after COP over the next 6-9 months at the IMF and the World Bank and the other financial institutions, and then come back to COP to try and embed what has been agreed into a global treaty. And so I think it's been a generally good progress in that way. Now, what does that progress mean? So I think the first thing it means is that a number of the industrializing developing countries, say China and India and Indonesia, big developing countries who have use a lot of coal, use a lot of what you might call dirty industrial processes, that they will get access to the Barbados idea of a global climate mitigation trust that will allow them to finance their transition out of those dirty processes to more renewable energy. The second thing it means is that countries like Barbados, and we're not the poorest of countries, so vulnerable countries, climate vulnerable countries like ourselves and a big chunk of the rest of the world will get access to concessional money when they are investing in building up climate resilience ahead of a disaster. And thirdly, it means that when a disaster does hit, countries like ourselves will get access to grants to help us to rebuild and reconstruct what has been destroyed by the crisis. So those are the three things we're going for, and we're making good progress, but it's a journey. We've had a good start, but we've got a lot more to do before we come out at the end.
That's Avinash Prasad at COP27 in Egypt. You heard him on Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.